Hi, this is Gary Chalk, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the cybernetic space cube is TFG1 Mike.
Why the fuck do you have to ruin the episode? Not even 5 seconds. Why you gotta mention that thing?
Because I was like, I don't want to bring up the episode. I just wanted to be like, what can I use?
And now, through the magic of the cybernetic space cube, the computer events stories of the Transformers.
I could have used the AllSpark.
Well, technically, using the cybernetic space cube does fit into one of the stories of one of the six or seven stories we have tonight. And folks, not to throw the Transformers under the bumble bus or anything, but this is going to be a very fast episode because Steve and I have Star Trek stuff to record after this. So, and right now,
yes.
Fortunately for Transformers, the Star Trek stuff is a little bit more important. But yes, I am here. I'm no longer waiting or whatever we're doing or not doing. But yeah. So first up, Takara Tomy, 40th Anniversary Project, Our Origin.
I like this art, to be honest. Yeah,
I love it. I think it's great.
I think it's funny they have Primal, they have G1 Prime, and then they have Movie Prime.
Oh.
Because those are the three most important franchises in Transformers history.
Yeah, pretty much.
Beast Wars, G1, the Movieverse. Each one either brought it into an existence or rescued it from its demise.
So the story on TFW 2005 says the official Takara Tomy Hobby YouTube channel, or channel YouTube, as they've written it here, have been updated with the announcement of a new 40th anniversary project, Our Origin by Takara Tomy. There are not much details yet, but it has gotten their own website online as well. It seems it will be a special celebration to thank the fans for the support over the last 40 years. G1 Japanese dub and Beast Wars 2nd episodes will be broadcast on their YouTube channel. 2 G1 episodes will be uploaded per week every Friday starting on February 2nd, so that was Groundhog's Day this past week. 1 Beast Wars 2nd episode will be uploaded per week every Tuesday starting on February 13th, so right before Valentine's Day. Here you go, folks. Here's your Heart of Beast Wars. It's Beast Wars 2nd. Episodes will be available for a limited time only. Upcoming Missing Link collaborations, Masterpiece, and MPG products will be announced in April. So, yeah, this looks really cool. This looks really fun.
I'm excited to see it because we'll get Beast Wars episodes or Beast Wars 2 episodes. I'm hoping they're in like a good definition. Just because I know TF Cog did it years ago, like a dub. I've never really gotten involved with it. I suppose I could have at one point, like, I mean, watching it, but right. it just didn't resonate with me. And I think it's just, I mean, it's nothing against the material.
Yeah.
I don't want to read subtitles.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, I will read captions when I watch something, but it's in English.
Yeah.
So it's more so because my deaf self, or I don't hear all the details because, you know, they bury it in music or background sound effects, so I don't really, you know, hear it per se. So, but that's aside the point. I'm excited to see Beast Wars 2. Hopefully it's in higher definition than the stuff I've seen online.
Yeah.
But time will tell. Either way, I'm excited to see what Masterpiece figures that they come out with for not only Transformers, but Beast Wars. Because typically when they do Beast Wars, they do them back-to-back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And so we've gotten the announcement of Rhinox, so we need a Predacon.
Yep. Absolutely. Up next, we have Neil Kaplan, Robots in Disguise, Omega Prime promo video, and HasLab passes 6,000. So a cool tidbit today from voice actor Neil Kaplan, who was the voice of Optimus Prime in the U.S. version of Robots in Disguise. Neil Kaplan has always been proud of his time as Optimus and has interacted with the fans online and in person at shows for the last 20 years or so. To show support for the HasLab Omega Prime, he produced a quick voiceover for the reveal video. This is an unofficial and done quickly, as you can see in the link below. I'll have the YouTube or X or whatever link it is. It'll be in our show notes, folks, so you can go see that. Adds a bit of nostalgia flair. You can follow Neil via his Facebook pages, etc., etc. I watched this. It was pretty good. I've never really been a super fan of that show. It was after my, 2001, I was between, I think, December of 2000 and April of 2003. I was moving all over the North and Southeastern United States. I went from Massachusetts to Pennsylvania to Mississippi, back to Kentucky, back to so I was not into RID 2001, but this is very cool that he's still active with the fans and stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of RID either, but I mean, I watched it. I liked the Scourge in RID, which has now been dubbed Nemesis Prime of all things. But I mean, of all things, like I did enjoy, you know, aspects of that show.
Yeah,
it just wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I enjoy aspects of it. I could do without all the humans, but I enjoy other aspects of it.
And it was kind of Hasbro's attempt at trying to, you know, get away from the Beasties, since Transtech was going nowhere after Beast Machine flopped.
Yeah, unfortunately. I still love Beast Machines. I don't care what anyone says. I know
I do too. I think had they gone a different direction with it, I think we would have had more in that universe. And but I think because they'd alienated the fans so much in just changing the personas of the characters,
yeah.
Like not necessarily like, you know, Monk Primal.
Well, you know, I mean, you know,
I liked what they did with Megatron. I hated Nightscream. I liked what they did with Cheetor. I hated what they did with Rat Trap. I mean, so it was kind of a give and take, like, throughout the whole series. I loved aspects of it, and then I hated others. So it, but yeah, I mean, it. RID was kind of that attempt to get back to the robotic purists.
Yeah. Up next, quick little thing here, and I'll probably have some sort of voice clip in here somewhere because this is the only reason why I'm even bringing the story up. I just remember this. We are getting a Transformers Legacy United Deluxe Gears. Love Gears. Gears is awesome.
The sun has been stabilized. All that's left is to destroy Megatron's solar needle forever.
Excuse me, please. I don't want to be pushy, but aren't you forgetting something?
Your special circuit card, Gears. Here you are.
Just a minute. We took a vote and, we decided we like Gears the way he is now.
Yeah, a real photovoltaic pussycat.
I see. Well, as long as you all agree.
Hey, if you guys don't give me my circuit back, I'm gonna start kicking Transistor.
All right, Gears, don't get your capacitors in an uproar. There.
So, when do we roll out of here? This jungle humidity has given me a cramp in my chronometer. Hey, now that's our Gears.
Oh, man, the voice for Gears was so great. It's a very nice modern incarnation of G1 Gears in both robot and alt mode. We also have several comparison shots next to other G1-inspired modern figures, which he looks really good. I love him next to Beachcomber. I think that's awesome. Him next to Brawn, that's great. Him next. Gears and Huffer. Oh my god. Two robots that are completely different. Huffer's like just so timid and whatever. That's awesome. But no. This Gears, man, it looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge like super fan of like a lot of these characters, but I've been loving what they've been doing with them, just kind of bringing a lot of the ones that kind of were in G1 and like throughout season 1 and 2 that kind of just faded into oblivion or were killed off or things like that. Just getting to see them and have a proper, you know, body for them.
Absolutely. All right, up next, again, this is going to be quick, folks. I'm only bringing this up because I want to have a quick mystery box discussion, but new Transformers Robotic Reawakening Stylin' Box. Longtime friend of the site and sponsor Stylin' Online for TFW 2005 has a new store for officially licensed boxes featuring merchandise all related to a single theme. Lots of different brands are available, but their Transformers box has officially hit the web store recently. For those that attend the conventions across the U.S., you've probably seen Stylin' boxes at the shows with massive walls of mystery boxes for every theme you can think of. A limited selection of those get online at their website, and now Transformers is one of those. You can check out the link below. So I watched the video that they have here, and it's essentially mystery boxes. It could be, let's see, Transformers Stylin' Box Version 2 Robotic Awakening rolls out with a new cache of collectibles celebrating the timeless battles between Autobots and Decepticons. What's in the box? Discover 5 to 8 premium items, officially licensed Transformers items, each symbolizing the epic tales of heroism and transforming technology that define the series. The contents are closely held secret, much like a hidden potential of a Transformer itself. Join the Autobots, blah, 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 blah. So these are mystery boxes. These are usually for where I'm into mystery boxes now is Funko stuff, because you can get certain Funko Pops in mystery boxes from certain companies, which is absolutely fine. I love that kind of stuff. But these, to me, remind me of the old Loot Crate days, where it's like, yep, you pay a subscription, we'll send you some crap.
It is crap too. Like, I mean, it is crap because they send you like these overpriced junk toys that belong in the dollar store, and then they send you a couple of shirts maybe, and like maybe a hat or something, or a patch or a sticker. Or it's like, dude, I'm not paying $66 to get a crap box. Like, it's, I mean, I can go, you know, to the bathroom and do the same thing. Like, I can have a crap box in there, like, and it's free. Yeah. I mean, as horrible as that is to say, like, I feel like all of the, you know, this is why Loot Crate disappeared. It was all subpar garbage. And this is the same case. Like, we're dealing with a $66 box. Are you kidding me? Like, why would I pay for that? You know, you get, 5 to 8 items. Premium. Is that like that premium Beast Megatron that was like a statue that looked like Megatron had starved himself for 6 months? Like, I mean, I don't understand the mentality of these. Like, if you want a mystery box that bad, buy, you know, go to like a Goodwill or an Ark and buy one of those mystery bags of just useless toys that nobody wants. It's the same basic thing. Like, the only difference is here, you're getting a box covering it.
Yeah. I will say, the whole mystery box aspect in general, again, going to the Funko brand of Funko products, there have been plenty of websites and other people that I've dealt with online in the last, been collecting Funko since 2017, so however the hell long that's been, 6-7 years, whatever it is. I will say that because it's Funko Pops and there's a potential to get, like, if you buy a, especially if it's a company where they're like, here, buy a $70 box, you get guaranteed value, and they will guarantee your value by giving you whatever mystery Funko Pop item that might be in that box. You still don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to pull, but they will give you. So the whole mystery box aspect in general, I understand and get it, but these, you're absolutely right. And
yeah, Yondu, I mean, if it's one thing if they're going to guarantee you're going to get something good.
Yeah.
But if they're not, like, they're like, oh, premium item, that's a catchphrase. That's a marketing catchphrase to say you may get something decent. It's like when you're doing the lock boxes in video games.
Yeah.
It's like, what does it say? They're like, this box contains a random item. Inspect the box and select use to open. You must have, you know, X, Y, Z or whatever to, you know, open it. And then it's funny because then when you go to it, they'll be like, it may include X, Y, Z, you know, and this, and this. But your probability is so low on getting something decent. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, sometimes people just like to, you know, oh, I like the not knowing, you know, what I'm going to get. Yeah. And that's okay. But yeah, on a whole, I mean, you're paying $66 even for the Transformers box, and it's $5 shipping.
So it's
71, and that's before tax. So it, you know, and you can buy it with Prime, and you get free delivery, but you're still paying tax.
And like you said about the premium aspect of it, I love, because
it's a catchphrase.
I know it's a catchphrase. But I love. I watched the video, as I read in the article, you've seen us at conventions. That, to me, sounds like you're going to put convention items in this box. Like, don't do that. Don't advertise that way.
Yeah, it's like, you've seen us hang out at a convention table. You've seen what we carry. Don't expect anything better. Like, and this is why I never get sponsorships for these places, but I can't endorse these boxes. Like, we did the Loot Crate thing for a little bit. I saw nothing from it. And so I just was like, you know, screw this. I'm not giving them free advertising because it's, you know, and then yeah. I started looking more into it and I'm like, this is honestly just a waste of money. Like, I would, if you're going to throw your money away, at least throw it towards something, you know, you're going to get value from, you know, give it to a content creator, give it to, you know, a collection of things that you like, you know, take up a new hobby, like something, you know, that you can get value from. Because when it comes down to it, these items you're getting from these boxes are worth nothing the minute you open them. They're worth everything in the box. The minute you open that box, everything inside, everybody knows what it is, and then they're like, eh. Like, it, those Megatrons, those Beast Megatrons that were, you know, the scrawny statues. Oh. They're on eBay for like $10 after the fact.
God.
Because they're crap. Nobody wanted them. Like, I mean, for crying out loud, I've got like multiple versions of Megatron. That was not one that I was like, eh, I gotta have it because it's a Megatron. I was like, no, this looks like horse crap. Like, I would rather, or, you know, have, like, if they had a Funko Pop Beast Megatron, I would buy that because at least I know it wouldn't have dead eyes on it like a Mighty Mug.
Well, and okay, now that's a whole other.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, like, but the Funko Pop Mega, like, Beast Megatron, if they had one, I would be like, okay, I wouldn't be embarrassed to have this in my collection.
Right.
Like, whereas the scrawny Megatron that was in the loot crate, I was like, I would be embarrassed to have that in my collection.
Oh boy, folks. All right, moving on. You sent me this, and you're like, ugh. And I looked at it, and I'm like, okay, I kind of get it, because it's not for us.
Yeah.
It's to get kids into comics and toys. So McFarlane, Todd McFarlane, McFarlane Toys, Transformers Page Punchers 2-packs, official images, coming to us via new Amazon listings, hashtag ad. We have our first official images of the new Transformers Page Punchers 2-packs from McFarlane Toys. Officially announced in December of 2023, the Page Punchers are a line of 3 or 7-inch figures. I love how it's 3 or 7. Okay, whatever. Included with a comic book. The new Transformers line offers 2 3-inch figures, 6 articulation points, 2 comics, and a comic base in one pack. The figures and comics are from the first IDW Transformers comics collection Each pack is priced at $16.99 and planned for release on April 30th, 2024. Okay, one thing, TFW 2005. This is not the... From the first IDW Transformers Comics collection, this is not the first IDW Transformers Comics collection. This is Optimus Prime and Lost Light.
Yep.
So Optimus Prime and Lost Light were the... It was part of Phase 2. It was after they took Robots in Disguise and More Than Meets the Eye. So Optimus Prime... Robots in Disguise became Optimus Prime, and then More Than Meets the Eye became the Lost Light. So technically it's the second IDW... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I think these are cool. I think this is a good way to get kids in, like, and these figures aren't that cool to me personally.
They're not that cool, but let me put it this way. I would sooner own this than a Super 7. And I'm saying this because the Super 7, like the ones that are like the 5-inch figures that are like $22,
yeah,
those are garbage. They're utter garbage. Like, now they're bigger sized ones, like the $55 ones. Okay, those don't look that bad. They don't transform, but at least they, you know, uphold the appearance in the robot form better than like the RED figures did. And like those little miniature ones that are like 3-inch, 3.75-inch tall figures for the Super 7 are... They're almost like an embarrassment. Like, oh, look at this. It's supposed to be retro, and it's I don't know. These I would sooner own because, yes, while they're not 100% accurate, there's more articulation and they just look better than those Super 7 figures. And like you said, it gets kids reading the comics. It gets them to... Plus, they get two figures and
two comics under $20.
Yes. And so for me, that's like, okay, the investment's there. Like, you get two figures. Yeah. They're better looking than, honestly, those Hasbro ones that didn't transform, or even some of the $15 ones that transformed. I mean, if you remember RID from 2015, half of those toys that came out during that run were chintzy plastic. Like,
yeah.
And they transformed like garbage, and they looked terrible. And they, I mean, for this, I really like the Bumblebee and the Wheeljack. I like the Optimus Prime and Megatron. More so the Megatron. The Optimus Prime kind of is so-so, but...
It's kind of derpy, really. It really
is. It's kind of derpy Prime, but Megatron at least looks the part.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the paint looks kind of meh, but...
Yeah, I mean, but for 3-inch figures, I'm not expecting...
For what it is,
yeah.
I mean, it looks like they have, you know, they have shoulder, you know, pivot points. They have,
points,
yeah, they have the head, they points, have the waist, they have the legs, they have the knees. That's, I mean, and they really have part of the need. Wrist. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's really all you need. And then the Megatron looks pretty, you know, pretty stellar too. I don't know. If I was looking for something, I mean, plus you get the stand that holds the comic book.
Yeah, that's
which the other that thing alone, cool. I'm like, yeah. I really, and again, like that.
This is $16.99 USD. This is under 20. You haven't gotten two figures and two comic books that price in 35 years, probably, most likely.
And I mean, yes, I mean, the comics are probably like technically $4 a piece, and then the figures are probably, you know, $3-$4 a piece.
Yeah,
and then you're paying for the comic stand.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
But I mean, I mean, plus, if you're not looking for something that transforms and you want something with low real estate, like you're, you know, like I only collect, you know, a certain size figure or something. I mean, it works too. Plus, you get an awesome like kind of backdrop photo, you know, for the cover with it. So, I mean, all the way around, I don't. When they first announced these, I was like, but
I've talked them into it, folks.
but now, I mean, looking at it, like, I mean, I would sooner own this than some of the other like cheap figures that are out there. I would own, you know, or or even like those crates, like that you're getting a bunch of trash. Like these, you're getting value here.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say, you know, I know you have kids, and I know you might get this for your kids at some point or other. These comics are not exactly, I would never, ever give a 10-year-old Optimus Prime or Lost Light, because they're not for kids, but
they're brutal.
It's, well, but the thing is it's like the idea. So again, you look at the Bumblebee and Wheeljack, it comes with the Bumblebee comic and one of the Robots in Disguise issues that focuses on Wheeljack. So the Bumblebee comic, I guess technically that probably could be for kids. If they change up these comics where it's more kid-friendly comics and not IDW 2.0, I could see that going further with getting kids to read, because I'm not even a parent, folks, and let me tell you, no child should be reading Optimus Prime and Lost Light, I don't think. Not a young child. Not a child that these look like these are supposed to be. Like I said, this to me, and again, I'm not a parent, you can speak to it in a moment, this to me looks like ages 6 to 12, and I would not give these two specific comics, I would not give those to that age group. I would give them to them when they hit 14 and 15 years old, as far as the comics go.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, and BBTS has these for pre-order. The Optimus Megatron one is sold out.
Of course.
For the pre-order. And it's to arrive in April. And they've got some nice close-up shots of it, too. Like I said, not a lot of detail, but if you were, like, you know, looking for the figures or you wanted to paint them, I mean, they're pretty decently sized. I mean, they're not tall by any means, because they're still 3-inch figures. But, but like I said, they look decent. The Bumblebee and Wheeljack one is still available, though, on the website.
Cool. Very cool, very cool. But yeah, so there's that, folks. Last one for me that I have before Steve talks about his story is the Skybound Transformers comic solicitations for May 2024. Skybound previews May's incoming Void Rivals issue number 9. Derek and Salila cling to life deep in the wasteland and find Springer? Available in local comic shops May 1st, 2024. If you needed a reminder, Void Rivals continues to be the series where debut fan favorite characters Derek and Salila also explore exciting new corners of the Energon universe, said Sean Menkowitz, SVP publisher of Skybound. We're only halfway through this arc, and there's no shortage of surprises to come. So very, very cool. I love the artwork. I think it's very fun. And the cool thing about Void Rivals and what they're doing with Void Rivals within the Energon universe is that it's its own unique story, but various Transformers characters will pop up as guest stars. So we had, in like the first arc, we had the Skuxoid, we had Shockwave. I forget who else showed up, but it's kind of like a special guest star kind of thing, and then maybe it'll go on to whatever else is going on in the Energon universe, so there's that. But yes, coming in May this year, Void Rivals number 9. All right, you added something here. What do you got about Power of the Primes Megatron?
So a user on TFW, Mavs, M-A-V-S, and he created a Power of the Primes Optimal Megatron head that you can swap out the Optimal Optimus head on the figure. And he did it in such a way that Megatron has three different face sculpts.
Nice.
So the one I got was made a while back, and it's probably, like, as far as the helmet is concerned, more accurate. But the head, I feel like the head and the face are too small.
Okay.
And I ordered it on, like, eBay at some point to pop into my... Or no, that one I actually printed. I'm thinking the other Megatron. I've got so many, it's hard to keep track. But I printed this head for the Power of the Primes Optimal Megatron, and I painted it. You know, I printed it in orange and then painted the rest of it. And it works. Like, it's not bad, but I feel like the head is tiny for the body. Whereas Mavs, I feel like, has given it more of a balance, like threaded it out more. It's like a little bit thicker, but has the general like grimace face, the kind of frown, and then has like, you know, the eye, you know, where his basically his eyebrows are, you know, kind of pointed down, and he's got like the scar above the eye, and you know, so it looks very authentic to the character. And it's a little bit bigger than what I have. But what Mavs had did is put them up for sale on Cults 3D, which is a 3D printing resource. And I was kind of looking at them. I'm like, okay, this is kind of neat. And then shows, you know, with the proper paint sculpt and, you know, or paint design on it. And I was kind of impressed. I'm like, okay. It's got it so you can paint like the eyes and part of the stuff separately and pop it together on there. But also has a cartoon head pack for Legacy Transmetal 2 Megatron.
Nice.
And that one I haven't purchased the Optimal Megatron one yet because I'm kind of waiting to see. But the one that he made for the Transmetal 2 Legacy Megatron actually looks more authentic than the one I got off eBay.
Wow.
And so, like, the one off eBay has a couple of things that I'm, like, kind of meh, but it still looks, like, infinitely better than the one that came with the figure, which was Robots in Disguise Megatron's face. So the one that it comes with is, or this one that Mavs designed, has Megatron with the general, like, kind of upside down, you know, frown type face. Has the grimace, and then has like some of the eyebrow, you know, where they're kind of raised. But then I'm seeing it with like paint on his figure, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty pretty good, like pretty stellar, pretty epic. So I'm like, I will probably, because I didn't buy that one, because the printing files were like $4 or something. I was like, okay, I can splurge $4 and try and print it. So I've actually got my printer set to, after I finish this next print job, to attempt it. Nice. and to print all of the faces. There's like four different faces. And then there's... It's supposed to pop back in, you know, the same spot as the other faceplate, which, being I've had to do this before, it's not, they don't make it simple
right to
tear it apart. But I've seen the face sculpt. It looks pretty neat. I mean, the paint that this individual used, it doesn't inspire confidence, but... Like, it just, because it's flaky, and it's because it's, I mean, it's a very small surface area.
Right.
But there's like a peg that you install, there's the eyepiece, and then there's the faceplate, and then you have to slide it into the component. But I looked at it and I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun, to attempt printing, and then I'll paint it and then see how I like it compared, you know, comparatively, because I'm like, eh, whatever. But I'm doing it different this time. I'm printing it in black. so that I don't have to paint certain aspects of it, and I can just touch up paint in certain areas. So we shall see how this plays out. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing the stuff that fans are coming up with now for 3D printing.
So good. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, dude, if like, you've got the printer, like, it's like almost one of those cases of why not?
Yeah. Dare I say, so, why not?
Yeah. So I'm definitely like looking forward to seeing how this turns out once I print it and then paint it, and maybe I'll swap out the one that's in my Transmetal 2. Plus, I got to finish repainting him, but yeah, it's definitely a great time to be a 3D printer.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's all I got on that front.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, folks, we are recording this pretty much 4 days before my 44th birthday, and friends of mine who were on ToyCast, I don't even know how I found them. I think it was just randomly in one of their auctions on Whatnot at one point or another, but Fun Employed and Random Hat Studio, James and Emily, they are a couple who do Whatnot auctions, and they do Go Pops and things like that, and I try my best to stay off Whatnot when I have no money for extra things for Whatnot, because I know I'm going to get tempted, and I don't want to be tempted, and I sent them a message. I said, because I was recording that night, because I was doing Kai Dragon Media. Go over to YouTube, check them out, check Kai out and all that stuff. We are on there, I'm on there as a regular co-host now with your brother, Captain Ruggles Gaming, but so I mentioned to them, I said, sorry guys, I can't be at the auction tonight, because if I go there, you're going to tempt me with something that I probably can't afford. Well, they told me to show up, and all of a sudden, Fun was like, in the buy it now, there's a mystery tag thing for you, pay $10, because Whatnot is usually like, if you do a small item, it's like $10 for shipping or whatever. I'm like, okay, what is this? What did I just pay $10 for? He takes out the, if I can see this, ALL sticker, 2014 Funko Pop Movies Transformers Authentic, number 101 in the movies line, Optimus Prime, is autographed by Peter Cullen.
That's pretty epic, dude.
More than meets the eye.
Holy shnikes.
And it sounds like him too.
Well, that's the
voice. I know, I'm teasing.
Yeah, that's the other voice. So, yeah, no, this thing is not coming out of the box. It's not coming out of anything. It's in one of the $7 a pop.com armors. Yeah, but holy crap. You'll see a photo of this in the show notes, folks. Yeah. First ever Peter Cullen autograph I've ever had, and I didn't even have to go to a convention to get it. But that was awesome. And also, in awesome news, I have an announcement to make, because I kind of came up with what I think is a sort of ingenious idea, sort of. The return of the fucking great, the TFG1 podcast, what the hell am I talking about? So, big way to bring it back for TFG1 for 40th anniversary of Transformers. Everybody gets their own individual episode where they list their own personal top 10 favorite Generation 1 episodes. So you get an episode, Optimus Solo gets an episode, Peacock Carmichael gets an episode, I get an episode, everybody gets an episode. Yes, I know. It's an Oprah thing, folks. So yeah, so TFG1 podcast will be coming back some point this year. Anyone who wants to come on can come on, as long as you've seen the 98 episodes of the Generation 1 cartoon. And I have a whole plethora of Transformers guests I can bring on. But yeah, you, Kevin, and Michael will probably be the first three episodes. And then after that, it's an open Astro Train, folks. Get in while the getting's good.
Yup.
So that's all I got. Anything else you got?
No, I think that's it. So, thank you as always for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, along with...
Give Joe and Mike.
You can, of course, interact with us and the show on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can interact with @AllThingsTFV3 on Twitter, and myself @SCP21, and yourself, sir.
I'm @TF2 and Mike.
So until next time, transform and transcend.
Don't forget, folks.
Autobots, roll out.
Catchphrase.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.